What were you trying to do in the first place?
Originally, I just set out to make a fancy Jacob's ladder, and this was like what I got, what it turned out to be.
A lot of people don't know what a Jacob's ladder is. Tell them what it is.
Simply, in a nutshell, it's like two metal rods with a spark going up in between it. And once it reaches the top, it starts back to the bottom again.
So, that kind of deal, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like from a Frankenstein movie.
Yeah. That's where they got started at.
Okay, well, there are ways to do that. The Van de Graaff generator, for example. You familiar with that?
Yeah.
But you were going to do it with... actually, how were you going to do it? So you told me something about winding your own transformer?
That's what I originally did, and it's like, it was real touchy, and what I did was I used a laser, a modified CD laser for it.
Well, let's stay with the transformer for a moment.
Yeah.
How did you wind this transformer? How did you do that?
Oh, well, it's pretty simple, really, but, took these metal plates and glued them together.
Glued them together, yeah.
Yeah, and in the simplest transformers, there's the two coils, your primary and your secondary.
Right. Is it like making a giant ball of string or something? In other words, you just keep winding and winding and winding it around?
There's like technical things that, simply put, it's like, your primary coil will have like maybe 400 turns, or it depends on how many watts you want to make it to.
Right.
Let's say it's 400 turns in your primary, and there's 4,000 turns in your secondary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 10 times the turns, and then you'll get 10 times the voltage.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So you is that about what you did, 400 and 4,000?
Well, the small transformer had changed 100. I don't know how many turns. I lost count. I never bothered to count the second. I put about 450 turns in the primary.
So you just kept winding.
Yeah, until I got roughly 20,000 volts.
20,000 volts?
Yeah.
So you went from 110 to 20,000?
Yeah, roughly.
Roughly. All right. Without, I take it, very much current.
Well, actually, quite a bit. About roughly, it was about three. It was drawing about 3,000 watts. So.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was. Let's see. It was probably about tenth of an amp.
Tenth of an amp.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
that's considerable amount when it's 20,000 volts behind it.
Oh yeah, that'd knock you right on your butt.
Oh yeah.
So then you did this, you built this thing, and you had the arc, and you were able to achieve the arc, is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, so here you have this beautiful arc going, and, or was it not quite going the way you wanted it to?
Well, it was like a little bit touchy, it was like kind of touchy, because it's like the bar at the bottom of the metal rods.
Right.
Where the spark starts, if they're too close together, the spark will stick. But if they're too far apart, it won't arc at all. So it was real touchy. If I moved a fraction of a millimeter, the thing stuck, and if I moved it too far apart, it didn't do anything. So what I set out to do was use the heat from a laser to
get it started or something?
Yeah, like get it going by itself.
I see. The heat from a laser, that's interesting. So it would the heat from a laser would attract the spark, sort of?
Well, in a way, the heat from the laser lowers the resistance of the air is what it does.
Right, gotcha.
Yeah.
So you got this laser by, how'd you get the laser?
I practically made it from scratch. I took a CD laser and redid all the electronics in it, kind of like reinforcing it, you'd say.
A CD laser. So you tore apart a CD player.
Yeah.
and so then you got the laser. Did it do what you wanted it to do, you know, start the spark?
It had some other effects I didn't expect.
Well, and therein lies the story. Other effects you didn't expect, like what?
Well, it's like there's like that spark's pretty hot, so you're going to have like a heat signature like right above it. But
you mean kind of like a hazy glow or something?
Well, kind of like wavy. If you ever if you take a lighter and like look right above it, you'll see like the heat from it.
That's right.
You know, it's like real faint. But now I was expecting. I knew that it was going to be like probably an extra like a bigger heat signature from the laser. But this one was like strange, like almost right above it. It was like the regular heat signature, but it was like a. Kind of like it was like almost kind of like circular shaped in the center.
Sort of like a glow.
Not really a glow. It's like if you don't really look at it, you can't see it.
Is it like you know when you're out in the desert in the middle of summer and you see the shimmering coming off a road?
Yeah.
Is it like that?
Yeah, but it's like, and normally those are just wavy lines straight up and down, kind of.
Right.
But this one had the straight up and down ones, but they were like, kind of like, it's like kind of like circular shaped in the center.
Huh.
And that was like, I didn't know what it was. I'm not 100% certain now, that's what I'm working on now, trying to.
Wait a minute. You're back at this again?
Huh?
You're back at this again, are you?
Yeah, I'm just, like, picking up where I left off, but this time I'm, like, not doing anything illegal.
Now, when I... we'll get to that. When I called you earlier today, you said, gee, it's well you caught me or something. I just got out of jail?
I got out of jail, I got out of jail March 30th.
March 30th. Well, that's pretty much just out of jail.
Yeah.
And you're able to do this program tonight because you are more or less not employed.
Yeah, I got all kinds of free time right now.
were you employed, Michael, at back when you got in trouble?
When I was arrested, yeah, I was.
So did this...
In fact, I was like supposed to go to work the next day.
So in other words,
I got arrested.
So in other words, this cost you your job.
In a way, because. There's, like, other things branching off this, but my boss thought I contaminated his plant with PCBs, but that's another story.
I guess from the Transformers, huh?
Yeah, because one of the Transformers that...
Well, wait a minute. We're getting ahead of ourselves here.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back. We're with your first small contraption. That's all I can think of to call it. And you told me something about throwing a bolt or a screw or something.
Yeah, sheet metal screw. See, I didn't know what this thing was, and it was like, I don't know, I just got the notion to throw a screw in it to see, like, what it did. Because I never saw anything like that before.
Kind
of like testing it.
A screw, I guess, would be as good as anything else.
Yeah.
Mine might do that, too. All right, so you threw a screw into the...
Circular thing.
Circular area.
Yeah, it's like, I've talked to a couple of physicists, they call it a vortex, but...
All right, you threw it into what we'll call the vortex.
Yeah.
All right, what happened to the screw?
Well, I had this thing sitting on a table, right?
Yeah.
And I threw it in there, and I didn't see it after that.
It disappeared?
Yeah, for roughly. I, like, did it three times. My laser burned up, so I knew it'd do that. I just didn't think it'd do it so quick. But,
So it probably provided such a high SWR, it's called, standing wave ratio to the laser that it burned it up?
I knew it was pushing that farther than it was designed for is what it was.
Mm-hmm. But you're telling me this thing disappeared.
That's what I'm trying to figure out right now. It did one or two things. It went half a second into the future, and then it caught up with it, or I made like a real intense magnetic field. And that's what I'm trying to figure out right now.
All right, this is fascinating, Michael. It really is, because there are aspects of what you have done that are very much like... I've interviewed the people who did the Philadelphia experiment, Michael.
Yeah, that's what the Montauk Project is.
Yeah, and you're messing with the same sort of stuff.